Hey.
Welcome if you could. Back to ASM Sakai. Today we're going to be talking about Batman. If you ask me why my face looks like this, I got headphones underneath this, and I just look all kind of crazy. But we're going to be talking about One Piece. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Also has started off on an interesting note on this new year.
New York.
You know, new animation and new opening. We'll talk about that. But we're going into the new arc, Egghead arc. We're so excited. We can finally talk to Amy and spoil more shit.
Arc, right?
What happened?
Is it called, what island are they going to? Egghead. Island. That was at the end. I spoiled it. Let's continue.
Alright, so you obviously, because you're the one that doesn't read the manga.
Let's get started. Alright, so the opening was, we start with the opening. Goofy as fuck, very lightheaded, very, very like, cartoonish.
On brand.
On brand. Yeah, it reminded me of somewhat of Gear 5 goofiness. I think that's the direction they would be taking. It, definitely a different tone than Wano arc. Was very Japanese style, samurai style. This is going in a different direction, cartoonish. It reminded me of Gear 5. I don't know if you guys have the same image in your head while you were watching it. There were a couple of spoilers in there also. I believe Luffy's going to be fighting. What's that tiger thing? What's his name? Lucci.
That's not the spoiler you saw. You need to see. There's a lot of more better spoilers that are in
But Lucci.
Lucci's like the most. It doesn't even
matter.
It's
fucking hilarious, though.
Lucci is funny. Lucci's funny.
I love Lucci in this arc.
I know we're gonna fight him after Luffy, so it's okay. Let's stick to the opening. Then we go into Sabo and him talking on the transponder. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. The snail transponder. Yeah.
And then the government cuts it off at one given point. They're like, all right, that's it. You got to cut it off. And he was about to say, it's supposed to be empty, but there's someone sitting on the throne, on the kingdom. And that's when they cut it off. But you see the people, you see that thing in the background with the big fucking nail. I don't know what the fuck that was. Whatever the fuck it was, scared the shit out of him.
Bro,
of course.
We saw Eve in the eye. We saw the eye.
Whose eye?
A person that doesn't sit on the throne or is supposed to not sit on the throne.
All right,
we saw the person already. They were focusing on the bird, the little grayish colored off in the cage feeling, and the person kept on showing, and then you kept on seeing the eye. The focus was going with a very eerie music.
I didn't pick that up. I guess manga readers,
bro.
Shit, so they would know. Well, you fucking read the manga, of course you guys fucking know.
But
like, you make
it's fucking,
I'm an anime watcher. Yeah, because you fucking read the manga, so you know about this shit.
True story, but you can also see why. You can also question, be like, what is this person? Who is this person? Why is this person getting this solo moment of focus?
Well, I needed to know why it was so important that the throne should have been empty.
You do know about this. They did say this a long time ago.
I mean, I think they kind of mentioned, but they go in bigger detail later on, right? And that's one of the cool reveals.
On the readers, fucking.
Yeah.
No, I thought they did mention this a long time ago.
But Imu has been mentioned a long time ago, so we know that she's
the promise of the kingdoms. Each kingdom.
So
this has been said before. Each kingdom promised. Are you sure?
Are you sure? Because your JJK stuff, he hasn't shown up in anime. You acted like he did.
Batman doesn't know. Batman's very confused.
Right. So back to the point. Was that Sabo's kingdom? It was, right? Because that's what one of the elders said. This is destiny.
Hey, people, we just good for Batman.
No, that's not Sabo's kingdom. Is Gold Kingdom. That's where Luffy's home village is located, in the same island, right? That is not in Grand Line, so that's obviously not Lelouchia. Lelouchia is the one that got wiped out in this.
I see. I guess
we finally got to see Mother Flame.
And the anime hasn't mentioned what the weapon is yet. Why are you talking about it?
Everything, Batman, shut the fuck up. Motherfucker, let me get back to the point. Fucking guy ruining the whole fucking thing.
Oh, right. Shit.
Couple of things. We know Sabo hasn't killed the king from the mermaid, whatever the fuck. Vivi's father. I know he's missing, so we already knew Sabo hasn't killed him, but there was something that surprised the shit out of him, or scared the shit out of him. I guess we'll get more details as we progress through the fucking storyline, and Batman doesn't fucking ruin it for us.
Well, I mean, you know what he's scared of. That part you should know.
I don't.
Remember, in the Snow Transponder, he said, "I'm in Lelouchia Kingdom." Right, okay. And in the same moment, it got wiped out.
No,
he's
the track. He'll find out next episode. I already know what's coming. So what happens in the beginning is we tracked his transporter snail.
Oh yeah. It's from Lelouchia.
Okay, yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
Batman doesn't spoil.
Oh wait!
In the beginning, they track it, and that's when this is not bad luck. This is destiny, and that's when also before we go into that whatever that the red beams that destroyed the island, the music changed completely. You heard the guitar strums going into
town. It was dark, bro. Yo, this listen. We know One Piece is known to be dark at its moments. But I think this was like the peak moment where I was just like, no, we're going to go full blood, like red blood. And they legit did. Because we legit know those people got destroyed.
Oh, yeah. And the elder said there was no such island. It went completely. Didn't he say you never heard a call?
That narration was so badass.
That was good. Yeah, that was. I love it.
Because I don't think they would kill Sabo off just like that.
Why not?
Damn, bro, he's killed already in the manga.
Essential to the story. You cannot have two of Luffy's brothers dying. He would fucking go.
If it was Gege, he would have got rid of all of them. Gege
has a new brother every episode, every season. He has a new brother, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Sabo, and that's it. Two brothers.
Yeah.
He's never said I have a third brother or anything like that.
So what you're saying is Sabo got plot armor now? Full plot armor.
Oh, absolutely. Something happened. He's not dead. That's forgiven. And then I love the fact that no matter what fucking happens, Zoro and Sanji are always gonna fucking fight. There was a part where everyone is fucking freezing, bro. Their balls are about to freeze off. And Sanji looks in the back, "Aren't you fucking cold, mothhead?" He goes, It's a matter of perception or something like that.
He's basically calling him a bitch. He's like,
I'm number two, I don't get cold. And that would have been so fucking dope. But
yeah, I know. I was hoping he would say like number four can't handle cold. You know,
the fact that no matter what happens, the situation, they always have that back and forth, and I enjoy that because that's your comic relief right there. It's not cringy. It's not.
It's been a long fucking time too, right?
I personally crave and enjoy the Straw Hat interaction. Because we don't really get much of it. We don't get that. Because the moment they land on the arc, they're separated. The moment they land, they're gone.
Zoro gets lost, right? Zoro gets lost. That's like the prerequisite, like the start of the new arc, right?
And then there was a part where Chopper's like, "I got this. I don't know what you guys are complaining about." This fucking guy comes out and just flies off. Luffy catches him, flies off. So it's like you got two people flying off. So that was a good part. I love the part. So the whole island gets destroyed. Then we move on to that, the weather storm, and it's a very good thing they added Jinbei to their crew. He doesn't get cold. He's cold-blooded, right? Isn't he supposed to be cold-blooded?
I guess.
I don't know the biology of a merman.
But I think the temperature impacts them differently than humans, definitely. Because everyone was kind of freezing. I didn't see Luffy kind of... Because my man just had a fucking shirt on. Straight up.
No, he had the jacket.
Open shirt. I saw it. I noticed it. I'm like, why is this fucking guy not cold? He had nothing
else.
He's the sun god.
Stop his temperature. I know. Like that? I was thinking about it.
He's the sun god.
Yeah.
It could be. But, and then you see, I love this part where Zoro cuts it off. That fucking, the ball thingy.
Oh, yeah. The
animation for, because Bonnie's in there. Okay, so yeah. I want to talk about the animation, and I was.
I want to say a couple of things. One thing is, out of everyone, who hears the chick screaming?
Sanji.
Oh, Sanji! It has. Of course, Sanji.
Of course.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I think Oda has taken an extra step to focus on that point.
Everybody has a second super skill.
Yeah.
Luffy has it for mead, Zoro has it for Saki, Nami has it for gold, Sanji has it for chicks, Usopp has it for running away from danger, Chopper has it for medicine,
Chopper has the giddy, like, overreaction to positive, Robin has the extreme takes, very serious, over the top takes. Jinbei, there's skill, right? There's skill, which is like fighting.
Oh, you're talking about the creepy take.
And then on the other side is their bad character, like social norm in real world, right? So, overeater, overdrinker, alcoholic, gold digger, scaredy cat, right? Like, you could just go down.
Yeah.
Narcissist, like, you could just go down all the thing. They all have it, right? That's the funny thing.
They're quirks.
Yeah,
and then
Zoro's pure perv. And that's the funny thing. The part I don't get is whether Sanji is the perv or Brooke is the perv.
I think right? both.
Sanji has. Is Oda doing double dipping?
I understand why you say that. Brooke is technically 100.
Brooke has his panties obsession. Sanji is not that obsessed with panties. He's obsessed with women, and he would look after any.
Brooke is the perv.
Sanji is an over smoker. He smokes too much.
Sanji's personality is very like, if it's a lady, hot or ugly.
Remember, he fought against Black Maria, and he did not fight back. Brooke would fight back.
Luffy would fight back. Zoro would body, right?
Yeah. One of the things about Sanji is like...
Luffy punched me. Luffy don't care. Luffy gonna go fuck.
He told Nami to shut the fuck up, too. don't be such a scaredy cat when you're a member of the Pirate Kings. Like, something like that. It was badass.
So Sanji's thing is he can be a pervert. I mean, he is a horny fuck.
He's a pervert. He's a pervert because
whether it's an ugly chick or a hot chick, he would still protect her no matter what, and he wouldn't hit her.
Now, this is where the question comes in, right? Now, you know who the person this was. It was Bonnie.
Who the fuck is Bonnie?
She's one of the worst generations. We saw her on Sabaody. She was the chick who can basically age.
She saved Zoro from the Celestial Dragon.
Mihawk? No, she's not the one Mihawk.
That's Zoro's woman.
Zoro's woman is the one with green.
No, Zoro got a lot of women. What the fuck are you talking about?
I cannot get to Sanji creepiness yet right now. It'll be answered in the next few episodes, so we'll leave that later.
Because
second point was The first one was Sanji hears a lady, nobody else does, which we knew that was going to come.
No, it's true.
Luffy detected it. Yeah.
No, Sanji did.
Luffy is the first to detect.
Luffy did say there's somebody in there.
But Sanji heard.
Sanji's super senses are better than... Yes, I agree.
And then I wrote down, Zoro's answer to everything, we can cut it. We can just cut it.
Fuck yeah.
A fucking water bubble, for God's sake. We can cut it. To me, that was...
And he did.
He did.
They all said, he cut it.
Yeah. And then, when you see the sea monster coming up, Bonnie was like, oh, it's still fucking there. Look down. And guess what our fucking boy Usopp does? Everybody else is like, no.
No, Usopp already knows. He started running. See, Usopp is... It's crazy how he just knows something.
Danger? He senses it? Like sixth sense?
He legit...
Yeah, he has what? He has hockey. Observation hockey.
Bro, his nose knows. That nose has like it
observation hockey. He senses fear better than anybody else.
But you make a good point. I think at this given point, when they're so close to the ending of One Piece, they all need to get some kind of hockey. They all need to be...
They all need to get hockey. Honestly, they should be dipping.
I'm not saying be experts in it.
But as far as we know, this is the reason why. Hockey, especially... Okay, if you're talking about regular hockey, I think that's more used. I think they more have it. But the Conqueror's hockey... If that's what you're talking about, I don't think...
Zoro and Luffy only. Nobody else.
Yeah.
No, give it to Sanji. Why not Sanji?
No.
We haven't seen his hockey yet, right? Which one?
There's no reason for Sanji to get a Conqueror's hockey. He's not trying to become a peak of anything.
But he's still competing.
Sanji's
though.
Already pretty up there.
He's competing. Sanji's competing with Zoro.
Maybe. I mean, in Armin's hockey, maybe, but like. The reason why those two have it is because like Zoro is kind of a reflection of Luffy, but they're, you know, one's going for Pirate King, one's going for the strongest swordsman.
Swordsman in the world.
So, okay. Yeah. So, look, we know Jinbei has haki. We know Sanji has it, Robin has it, Zoro has it, Luffy has it.
Usopp has already shown that he has it. Yes.
I think he has observation. I don't think he has the arm and... I think Usopp has the observation.
Yeah, one of the earliest hockey user in the Straw Hat is Usopp.
It's not confirmed. Like he's actually, but it's rumored. It's not confirmed.
Like for example, like the Dressrosa, that was observation hockey.
Okay.
So he has
Usopp. Okay, he has a form, but I don't think Chopper. I don't think Frankie. I don't think Brook. I don't think Nami. No. I don't think they're going to get it.
They should get it.
Nami should get it.
But the thing is, like, we never see Nami fight with her fist. Nami's always been intellectual. She's always
You don't have to fight with your fist, though. Observation hockey has nothing to do with fighting your fist.
But that observation hockey comes from Usopp's overestimated fear of every fucking over-simulated shit. But I don't think...
Nami has... Remember, Nami was really it? Like her ability to sense the weather and the changing patterns. Like that's for me. Like if you exaggerate that, that's observation hockey. Her ability to analyze what is surrounding is her superpower, and using the weather to control.
So you're calling every single meteorologist a fucking hockey user?
The good ones.
He's gonna be the king of pirate. Everyone in his crew.
Yeah. But Nami also studied at the fucking weather shit for 2 years. So she's gonna know. We're not saying make her one of the hockeys.
We're saying everyone should have hockey. Some people should have an expert level hockey, Zoro, Sanji.
Luffy and Zoro definitely should have Conqueror's Haki because it matches their dream and goals, right? And then Sanji has the obsession of protecting women, so he having observation Haki, as well as the great fighter he is with the kick, he has the Armin Haki. That makes sense. Like you said, it's a Pirate King crew. I do hope the majority of them gets it. Gryffindor.
Okay. I'm actually playing Hogwarts Legacy, but back to
it's a dope game. You're gonna have fun.
Yeah, back to One Piece. So
okay. So yeah, let's talk about animation. This is what I want to talk about.
Clean. It was clean.
So it took me a bit to get used to it in the beginning because I was used to the whole Wano arc, the whole animation, and it's been 4.5 years, man. Come on, give me a break. It's been 4.5 years to see the same fucking animation.
4.5 years for us too. It's not like we fucking.
I understand that. But the thing is, the animation, it looked like the fluid colors. It didn't settle in the beginning. In the beginning, it felt like the old animation art, especially with the Nami and stuff. And then it started to become a little more cartoony, more like drawn. But then it's like this. It felt more like, you know, no, it's like, you know how Trigun is sometimes with the animation, not the new one, the old one.
Old one, yeah.
But then when the story started setting, especially after the whole, when they showed Gorosei, when they showed Sabo, when they introduced the eerie music, the darkness, I was like, oh, this is why the animation changed. The animation is suited for this arc that we're going to the direction.
So, do that every time. It's not a new thing.
Exactly. But I had to get out of that 4.5 years of thought process that the animation has to change again to suit the story. So it took me. That's what I'm saying.
That's a fucking you problem, not the animation problem. Sunshine. Yeah.
I mean, I was watching the early season of One Piece, so like.
This is why I'm bringing it up, okay? And this is going to be the argument that's coming up. Is the animation top tier right now in industry?
It's up there. I'm not
complaining. No, it's not. It's not a weekly shonen, for God's sake. I'm telling you.
No. You're talking about a weekly shonen that comes out.
I agree with that part.
But it's not even like, it's not even average. It's fucking above average animation. And it switched per fucking season. It switches per season, per arc, for God's sake. You want them to fucking lick your nutsack while they're at it too?
No. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm like, the argument is going to come out that this is not top animation and they will have a valid point. I agree with the weekly thing. I'm also on that boat. I am also on that boat.
If you have to rate the animation, what would you rate it?
So animation, like I said, I needed to get used to this. Right now,
the U problem, but let's go back to rating the animation.
Okay, if I'm going to compare this to Wano to this, no, it's a you step can't down. Compare. You it's a step compare. Down. No. It's a step down in animation.
No. You cannot. You cannot do comparison between arcs.
How do we not compare? It's the same fucking show. No. And you're comparing the show to an arc to an arc. So you're telling me why? I said why it took me a while to get used to it because I was comparing it to some of the finest One Piece animation till date. Which was Wano, to a more. Now, this animation does suit
One Piece. Hold on. I would argue that maybe you're comparing to like the peak fights. I don't know that that would be a fair comparison.
I'm comparing the whole part three. The whole part three was amazing. The whole part three animation, the moment, from episode 1000 and onwards, even before that, we were seeing some. I love the animation from One Piece.
Part 3, right off the bat, is a huge combat base. Like, I want to hear your opinion.
Even with Part 2, you had good animation.
No, I don't think so.
Remember what Emi said? He said it's more Japanese. Like, they had the theme. So I think the animation suited that theme. And me personally saying, I like that animation.
Well, okay.
No, I get it, but
after Moto's point, first of all, I completely agree with Moto. After Queen's fight, King fight, animation picked up. But before that, it was very standard.
No, bro.
I don't remember.
When they landed to Wano, when Kaido first fought Luffy, every single animation was good. Go rewatch it again. I think you guys are forgetting it.
Until Queen's fight, animation was clean, but nobody spoke about it. Until Queen's fight and King's fight happened, people were like, all right, it's clean animation. It's dope animation.
Animation kept on getting better. I think you're forgetting how the animation was just before. Animation has slowly, progressively, has gotten better. And that's why it took me back a little, because it didn't, for me, I thought, you know what, this is going to be a completely different animation that's going to just stand out. It took me a while to adjust that. You know what? Step down a little. This is the fluid anime. And I think this anime quality is going to be very successful for anime in terms of pacing and delivery, because it'll be suited to more Luffy fight compared to how we had it last time. When Luffy actually went out, we saw pixelated boxing. We saw like broken mountains. We really didn't see the whole true essence of Gear 5. We had to like pause it and be like, oh, look, this is the rubber band movement. And by this new animation they actually showed, I think it's suited to Luffy's Gear 5, and we'll see that cartoon aspect. I'm just saying it's not as peak, but it's more fluid.
I thought it was actually really good, especially like the whole Zoro, the weather, the environmental effect of it. I thought was hot. I mean, if you're talking about peak fights, I don't know that it's you could make a direct-to-direct comparison. To be honest, you guys have better knowledge in terms of animation. But what I saw today is better than most of what I thought I saw in Wano Arcs, part one, two. I felt like the whole Zoro scene cutting the ball and everything was like epic, like beautiful.
Even the snowboard.
Yeah, and I want to see your reaction. Yeah, I want to see your reaction. Maybe, well, I don't want to spoil the future, but you know what I'm talking about. The scene.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I'm excited about.
Pretty
that.
Soon actually, coming up. Yeah,
kind of spoiled it in the opening. This is the worst opening. I mean, it's the best opening ever. One Piece has ever done. Okay, I absolutely love this opening.
It's so jolly. It was just a good time.
No,
it showed.
But do not see the opening if you want.
I want to watch it.
Too many spoilers. That's
the amount of spoilers.
Everything.
As an anime watcher, I don't think I'm gonna watch it again because I don't know the back. I don't know the forecasting.
So here's the thing. There's for example, not what Sohei is talking about, but in a manga panel, all of a sudden you see a big panel that shows something, right? It's literally in the opening video. Like, bro, I'm like, why are they showing
spoilers.
This?
There's so many.
Yeah, like,
I have never seen so many spoilers in my life.
I don't understand it.
30 seconds frame, I was just like, spoilers.
Yeah.
You said Lucci, and I was like,
yeah,
Lucci.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
if I go back,
some of the spoilers, like, people are like, oh, you don't know about it. But in the manga, you only see it once, and they're like, holy shit, what is this about? Like, and they show that in the opening. I'm like, why would you they show this in the opening? Definitely, like, why don't they just have, like...
Skip it. Yeah. Skip. If you have a skip button on Crunchyroll, skip it, press it right away.
Yeah. I don't know why they can't just have, like, the journey of, like, Luffy going and have the song. Like, why do the future? Just do the past.
They had it at the end.
Yeah. That's fine. Like, that's how it should be. Like,
now I need to know. But fuck it. That's fine.
Yeah, you always get spoiled anyway, so I don't think it really matters. Like, you know all the spoilers.
Okay, so let's start rating it, okay? Let's just end this episode. Even with me, I'm just gonna rate it, since I was the harshest on this episode. Even with the animation thing,
hater.
I still rate this episode 10 out of 10. I fucking loved it. Love this episode. The storytelling, the pacing, the music. I have never heard One Piece go that dark, especially with that music, and they delivered it straight to my dick. 10 out of 10.
What about you, Moto?
I got a boner. It's 10 out of 10 for me, too. Something about One Piece that... I'm a hardcore...
I think for
I'm
you
a very guys... biased One Piece fan. Like, I'm a biased One Piece fan. I'm very aware of this. But something about One Piece, the different pacing, the storytelling, the tease that you get, the interaction moments, and it just like it's like every genre packed into one episode, and it is just, for me, that's how I want my episodes. I don't like it when it's just pure fight only. Not to say that I most definitely will enjoy pure fighting. The diverse, like, way of telling the story that One Piece does on a regular basis, it always gets me. And I don't know, like, remember at the end of Wano, like, the end part, like, I enjoyed almost more after the fight than the last fight. Like, so, like, for me, this episode for introducing the New York, 10 out of 10 for me. I it hit all the spots for me. Loved it. I don't have any anime complaints. I thought it looked gorgeous. It was great.
It's so good. 10.
I think as a manga reader, you guys know a lot more, and you already
But it's hard, I don't think that... As a manga reader, in order for you to get a 10 from anime, you must have hit it on a lot of scales. Like for me,
I'm not giving it a 10 out of 10. I would have given 8 out of 10, because a lot of times I was not sure about what was happening. Like the whole kingdom theme that you guys enjoyed quite a bit.
It was fucking fast paced. One Piece has never been this fast. Like it's getting right to the point.
It's because you.
But you know it's not going to stay that way. You know it's not going to stay that way. Like we're going to get feathers and slow pace.
I'm giving it 10 because it legit. I've never ever seen One Piece get to the point, stay on course, and never divert and get and complete it and leave you with a cliffhanger. That is so fucking amazing.
That's what I mean. You guys know a lot more stuff that's going to happen.
But I'll say this. I would immediately counter that. Sorry to cut you off, but like if you look at our past reviews, we're very critical of One Piece. Like if you look at me and saw his rating, it hasn't been that good. Like JJK's been higher, every Demon Slayer's been higher, AOT's been higher, like every single one of those are hitting higher. And for me, like JJK rating is lower than you guys, in part because fight's nice, good story reveal, music, it has to hit the spot. Or for me, just like I've been through this, now it feels a little redundant. And so like this is the first time in One Piece that's gotten 10 out of 10 in a very long time. I think maybe the last one was after the fight.
The reason why One Piece has been getting shit on by us and other fans is because of prolonging the story. That's why. But this episode, though it was good, though there was no flashback, I'm still lost about a lot of shit that's happening. And you guys are aware of it.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind, you're like,
you should be lost.
Coming, so it gets a 10 out of 10.
I don't think it's about the coming part. No. I'm not reading it on that. I'm remembering what happens at what moment and the way it's being delivered. It doesn't feel like my time is being wasted. It feels every single second in One Piece, especially this episode, from the music, background, people's expression, how the moment felt, and how they went from Sabo to Gorosei to the Straw Hats, able to capture all the emotions.
But it was very simple, because you already spoiled it in the beginning, using the Buster Call and the other thing that you said, and you also spoke about the eerie music and the person within. So you have a lot more information that indirectly, unconsciously makes you biased towards it, therefore giving it a 10 out of 10. As an anime watcher, when I am very lost about things.
Okay, I completely agree. You have a valid point.
Well, you're already looking, Buster Call and this, and you're like, fuck, this is happening. And Mori is also calling. I wouldn't have corrected you because I wouldn't know.
I wasn't much caring about the whole attack. It's just how the delivery was.
The delivery was phenomenal. I think they already went like balls deep destroying and everything was on point where the elders, like, there was no island, there was no this.
That's my favorite part. I thought that.
But I think as an anime watcher, a lot of this was very lost to me so far. But I think
it's supposed to be. Yeah, I think that's the slowly build that One Piece will do is reveal one thing at a time.
Well, but you do know about islands being destroyed and gotten rid of.
This is different. This is different. Actually, this is very different. No. That's a Buster Call. This is different.
I actually thought this was one of the elders. Hours, not a Buster Call, because Buster Call was Robin's island.
That Buster's Call was just marine ships bombarding the island.
Actually thought this was one of the elders' powers that he one of the elders that they released. I didn't think it was a Buster Call, but I could be wrong.
It's definitely not a Buster's Call. we'll keep it at that.
That was Robin's island. I know that.
So you rate this 8 out of 10.
8 out of
10
for me.
No, it's fine. Like again, I know that I'm pretty biased when it comes to One Piece, but to me, it hit every little note for me. I had a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
Like, oh shit, here we go. Yeah,
I'm excited for the future. I think One Piece is one of the best anime or manga out there. And for people that haven't seen it, they should definitely jump on it. I understand 1,000 episodes.
No worries, remake is coming. Remake is coming. Don't worry,
it's coming.
All I'm gonna say before we end it, I think Egghead is one of the best arcs ever.
Oh, I have a question. I have a question before we end it. So we saw Pacifist as the two kids in the last
Seraphims. Seraphims. Yeah.
Right. So from what I understand, they're able to take DNA from any. Anyone, pretty much, and create these things, right? So why can't they take it from Luffy and create something also?
Well, they would need Luffy's DNA. Yeah,
they clearly had the warlords. The warlords have to give. Look at it. The first pacifist is a warlord who is Kuma.
Hancock.
No, Kuma is the first pacifist.
Yeah, Kuma, and then you have Hancock.
No, you have all the other warlords who basically are serving with the government. I'm pretty sure fingerprinting, blood tests, whatever, they took the samples. Vegapunk obviously did that behind their back, and he created...
And remember, the actual story of Luffy, ignoring the two-year time skip where they disappeared and the world government didn't know where they were, it's literally like 3-4 months. Like they don't have anything, right? By the time they recognize Luffy, maybe in the Marine Fort, he disappeared for a very long time, right? Like, so like after that, like they wouldn't have the time to actually produce Luffy's.
I'm saying moving forward, they could.
They could if they could somehow get access to his DNA and.
Fucking moved all over when he's fighting somebody as strong as Kaido. The man literally is like spitting blood all over the fucking place. So it wouldn't be that hard for
a sleeper agent right there going sampling blood.
No, it wouldn't be that hard for an agent from CP0 to collect blood. I don't think it would be that hard. Especially
They could. I'm not saying they can. I mean, obviously, we don't even know.
More than just collecting sample blood? What if it's like bone marrow and shit?
I mean, I understand, but that's my. You think they collected bone marrow from Hancock?
No.
Think about it. So that would be my next step as an admiral. I was like, yo, this man is a fucking sun god, the legendary fucking fruit. We need to get something out of him. And when he's fighting people like Kaido, there's fucking blood all over the fucking place. It's not even like. I mean, I'm just forecasting. Maybe it'll come in the future. Who knows?
So you're saying there's a lot of blood.
I'm saying if I'm at a position in government, a high power position, and I'm making these kids pacifistas that are stronger than the original fucking things, I would definitely want the sun god as one of the pacifistas.
But they didn't know he was sun god until right now.
But now they do.
Yeah, now they do. So, in order for it takes time, right?
Okay. How much time?
I think, okay, we're jumping a gun to something.
We should open that up next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, okay. 10 out of 10 from the manga readers, the anime watcher, rating 8 out of 10. Let us know your thoughts. Comment below. Are you excited for Egghead? One Piece is starting out great. 2024 is very, very good for One Piece fans. A lot more things coming. Comment below. Like and subscribe. We'll be back. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.